Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. Today we're going to be talking about Derrick Jackson. So, if you don't know who Derrick Jackson is, Derrick Jackson is a person who be on Facebook trying to give relationship advice, knowing that he has cheated on his wife about 3 times already. Now, he has been found to be cheating on his wife once again for the 4th time with another female. And now he is also filing for divorce. Now, how crazy is that? For the life of me, I don't understand why he even got married in the first place if he was going to cheat. You basically just wasted your wife's time. And she's wasted years on being married, on dating you and being married to you. She's wasted a lot of years on you. And that's kind of sad and messed up at the same time. But at the same time, what I think about his wife is that she has put up with a whole lot. I do believe that in some sense she's been mentally abused. Not physically, but mentally abused. And I want to say emotionally abused. I could be wrong, but this is just my opinion. She has used the Bible to hide behind the fact that she is actually allowed to divorce her husband. But as the Bible says, she would not be able to marry until he actually passed away. But I just don't know why she even stayed with him. I see forgiving 1 time, but a 2nd and a 3rd time and you still with him, something is wrong. I also think that she has some type of low self-esteem issues as well. And now she's actually mad because she took to social media and she started speaking word curses to people who have a lot to say about what's going on in her marriage. You know, people would not have so much to say if Derrick Jackson wasn't putting it out there. So she really needs to be mad at her husband. But at the same time, she also needs to realize that all of those word curses that she spoke on social media is going to fall right back on her. People really need to be careful about what they say or how they try to curse people. You want to call yourself, she calls herself a Christian. You can't call yourself a Christian and you can't talk about God, but you cursing, putting word curses over people. And then you want to say, use the scripture, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. First of all, you are not a prophet. She is not a prophet. Second of all, she needs to stop taking that scripture out of context because that scripture has nothing to do with her at all. That scripture has nothing to do with her. So I don't even know why she's using that scripture. But she needs to be careful at what she is saying and how she's spewing out all these word curses. Because technically what she's doing is witchcraft. And then the tongues that she was speaking were demonic tongues. They were not even, they're not even of God. Because technically when you speak in tongues, you're speaking in a language that people would understand. Now, there are some tongues that people would speak when they're doing witchcraft, and that's exactly what she did. And again, you cannot spew out word curses because it's going to fall right back on her. But you know, all we can do is just pray for her. And hopefully she get the strength to move on. She'll heal. Hopefully she'll repent for what all of the things that she has said. And she would move on with her life. That's all I have to say. But let's really be mindful about spewing out word curses on people, because it can always fall on us. Or even if it don't fall on us, it can fall on the person that's closest to us, or any family member. So we really, really have to be careful. Now, as far as Derrick Jackson, I think he needs some type of therapy or something. I don't think he's ever gonna stop cheating. I don't think he needs to be married again. I hope he doesn't plan on getting married again. I think he needs to just stay single and just date like he's doing. Because relationship-wise, he don't need to be in a relationship at all. And he definitely don't need to be giving relationship advice when his own house is out of water. So technically, he's being hypocritical of everything that he has ever said. And the sad part about it is that you got all of these women listening to him. Like, that's just crazy to me. And I know the only reason why they listen to him is because of the way he looks. Because he's not an ugly person. But at the same time, he's ugly on the inside. So I really hope that he gets himself together and he stops hurting women, because in the long run, it's all gonna come back to him too. It really is. Whatever energy that you put out, you're going to get that same energy back. So that's why you gotta be careful of what you do to people. You really do. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I will have another podcast, probably, I don't know, either the next couple of days or a couple of hours. But thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And if you have any comments, you can always go on Spotify and post your comments there. Thank you for watching or listening. Bye for now.